aquaponics is a very intriguing and new loop system in which fish and vegetables are raised together. It's based on nature and it's mutually beneficial. And where did I ever get so knowledgeable about this? Well, I'm not, but my guests are. With me today in studio, Jason Carman, founder and president of PCC Seeds of Change Sustainability Club, and Michael McGreal, who is soon to be their president. And let's talk a little bit about this system, Michael. Jason introduced it to me maybe about 3 months ago. And how is it going right now? You are going to be harvesting rain, I think.
Right, absolutely. I believe we're working on that right now. We already have multiple systems set up in the Science Village, and currently they're being run by tap water. Aquaponics saves about more than 90% of the water than traditional agriculture, growing in the land. But we still need to replenish the water sources and hopefully grow, fish multiply. So, in the Science Village, we have all those flat roofs on the bungalows there. And I think the idea is just to, attach the gutters from the roof to some sort of filter and then put it into the system. So right now, the program's still in its infancy, but we have a lot of promise, more than 30 members. And essentially, we are starting the systems with goldfish because they don't take much food or room. But they produce a lot of ammonia, which is what the plants grow on, and we're currently cycling many of the systems to get the beneficial bacteria that transforms the ammonia to the nitrite, and then the nitrite to the nitrate. So many times these systems are cycled for months before they're really up to full efficiency, and right now it's limited to the Science Village, but we're actually looking towards sharing this technology across campus because we're working on designs that are kind of artistic, the whole idea is just to allow people to see something that's different and to think differently.
How, when you say sharing it across campus, where would you like to put these systems?
Well, we're not exactly sure where yet, but we're definitely thinking about possibly putting one in the Seeds of Change, garden. And the wonderful thing about it is that the plants grow in these beds of media such as rocks, and so they can basically be built vertically. They can build. There's multiple ways to build these gardens. So, of course, we'll be working with the Vice President for Sustainability and hopefully with them, with the administration, and, make PCC a little more unique.
What are you growing so far? What kind of veggies?
Well, we're growing right now peppers, tomatoes, some weird stuff like carrots to see if it actually grows, because we don't know of how roots, plant-based plants grow in the aquaponics or even a hydroponic system. And we're also growing, common herbs like, basil, like Thai basil and serrano and a few other cool little things.
When is your first harvest with those?
We're just putting the plants in just now because we just finished cycling the system. So it should be in the fall would be probably when we start harvesting.
So when you say cycling the system, my understanding is, fish do what fish do, and that fertilizes the plants, and then the plants filter the water. Mm-hmm. Is that what you meant by that?
Yeah, we're just getting all the bacteria levels up, the biofilters all work, getting up and running, and just getting the whole system up and running before we put the plants in, because you need the infrastructure before you put the plants in.
What I'd like to direct to both of you, Liv Zanfordina, when she was here before, said there really isn't that much research yet on aquaponics. What's an interesting finding that each of you has discovered working with this system, if it's not too early to ask that question? I know it's relatively new.
I'm not think we're going to ready for give out details yet.
I'll ask about research and such in the future.
Yeah, but we are going to be presenting tomorrow at the Metropolitan Water District about what our progress is and what we're seeing, what we need to do for changes for fall. And we're also going to be going to a few conferences this coming May to talk about our research.
Oh, exciting. Can you tell me what conferences can people attend?
Right now, it's going to be like tomorrow is the Metropolitan Water District World Water Forum, which is our local forum for about water issues. Most of it's about foreign issues, but there's a lot. We don't really talk about what's going on in California and about being a food desert or our limited water resources and how we're entering a drought right now. If you notice, it hasn't really been raining.
It has not been raining at all. I say how beautiful it is outside, but that's not so great for the crops. food desert?
Yes, a food desert.
What does that mean?
It means that we don't really have access to fresh food. It's mostly like in my neighborhood, for example, there's a lot of like drug stores. We have so many liquor stores. I think we have about 10 of them right next to each other. And you find junk food and not real food, like any produce at all. You have to, if you want produce, you have to go and drive to a farmer's market to get your fresh food usually.
Well, you know what I'm going to ask you about when you say something like that, guerrilla gardening. Can you tell me a little bit about that concept and also about the speaker you're going to have here? And I'll direct this to you as well, Michael.
Yeah, it's just taking over an area that's not being underutilized, like a grassway or something's just not being used efficiently, and you turn into a food garden, which is where you get all kinds of different crops. I've seen them in around Pasadena where some of the areas they would take over the grass area and turn them into beautiful gardens, and people just could go by and pick up a tomato or some herbs.
You sent me the most amazing TED Talks video yesterday with, I believe, Ron Finley.
Yeah, Ron Finley.
Is he going to be coming to campus?
That's what we're planning on. That's going to be something that the new president is going to be involved with.
Tell me about this, Michael, please.
Absolutely. Well, recently the Inter Club Council, we chartered a club called TEDxPCC. And TED Talks, it's an online organization. And their goal is, spreading good ideas, essentially. And so through this program, we're planning on having an independently held TED event here on campus in the fall, which I believe you'll be covering a little bit later. But Ron Finley is somebody who has spoken at a TEDx event, and he lives in Los Angeles. And his philosophy is that, civilly fight for your nutrition, especially in lower-income neighborhoods. It's very difficult to be able to afford this produce that science is showing more and more. We're going back to basics. We're realizing that the best preventative medicine is just what we've always eaten all along, which is the fresh produce and, vegetables and fruits and whatnot. And so what Ron did was he called the people who were putting on the TED event here in at Pasadena City College, and he said, "Hey, I heard you have a club called Seeds of Change, and I'd really like to get some gardens going in Pasadena and specifically around Pasadena City College." And it was a surprise to us, and I suppose that many of the TED people really, really liked his talk and they like his idea. The whole idea is that, especially in Los Angeles and in, southern Los Angeles is what they call it now. It used to be called South Central. But basically, there's a lot of vacant lots and land that's not used and old parking lots and whatnot. And, and it's everywhere throughout Los Angeles as well. There's places around here behind bus stops, under under telephone wires, old train causeways, and so his guerrilla gardening, essentially what they do is they go and they put plants and whatnot in public spaces, and so what he did, how it started, is there was a strip of land across the sidewalk from his yard, and so he planted there, and then somebody complained, this is all in his talk, and then he realized that that this is something that can help the community, and it's all about being open and sharing and building community as well.